If you could go back to your landing site from Morro Base, I imagine one thing you'd want to do to make sure to get to the rim or the summit of Cone Crater. Are there any other things you'd rather?
Well, that would be the main thing, is to get a little more time to explore and look around and go a little further afield. And, it was disappointing that we were right there, one sand dune away from the rim of Cone Crater, and weren't able to go across and take a look down in it.
And reading some of your post-mission debriefs, it sounds like the toughest thing y'all guys encountered on your EVA to Cone Crater, on EVA 2, was basically the navigation, because, as you mentioned, it appeared that the texture and the morphology of the surface rolling, undulating like sand dunes, it was very tough to navigate, correct?
Yeah, it was. Particularly since the geologist wanted us to know very closely, within meters, mm-hmm. of where we were and reported. And we weren't lost by any sense, but we couldn't tell our position with regard to the desired landmarks until we were right on top of them. When we got right on top of them, we could see them, but there was no way when you're down amongst it to, if you're very far away with the fact of the cratering and the duning, that you could really precisely locate yourself within a couple of meters.
Well, another thing is, since y'all were the first flight after the Apollo 13 abort, did your crew feel any kind of extra pressure or sense of urgency because, maybe the Apollo program, couldn't afford another back-to-back failure?
Well, I think we did realize that the Apollo program couldn't afford another setback. But, of course, since we had been initially on the Apollo 13 crew, that was our initial assignment. And then when Alan Shepard came on the crew to replace Gordon Cooper, since Alan had been not in training for some time, headquarters wanted us to switch missions and give Alan a little more training time. We weren't particularly happy with that, but they ended up having the bad machine. We ended up having a good machine, so it worked out to our benefit and allowed us to be on the ground to help get the guys back on 13, since we're pretty well trained in the machinery.
Was it mission control? Who made the call to kind of say, okay, let's cut, trying to reach the rim and do our science objective here and head back?
Well, that was it. So at the point where we were, the rocks were very, very big. We had some very good sized boulders there, and when I described those to Fred and to the geologists, they said, well, since we were running short on time, let's use this as whatever we call the Cone Crater point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yep.
use that and take your samples and head back. I'd liked a little more time, but I think Fred got us all we could get.
And I guess your record, you and Al's record for walking EVA on the moon is going to stand a pretty long time here.
Yeah, we had the longest walk, that's for sure. The rest of the guys got to ride. We had to do it on foot.